One of my heroes is a businessman who is the chief financial officer for Chick-fil-A. And I don't know if you've ever had their food, but it's outstanding. But I want to tell you something. More importantly, God has a man who eats spiritual food every day, who's had a very influential position in that company for a number of years. And he's got a great influence on our FCA ministry. His name is Buck McCabe. And we're delighted to have you, Buck, today on Sharing the Victory.
Thank you, Ron. It's really my pleasure to be here with you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Buck, one of the things that I've always appreciated about you is you have employed the principles of Jesus Christ in your business. For example, I know that you guys don't open up on Sundays, and I'm not trying to be legalistic about anything, but I know that that is an intentional decision that you have made, and that's an honor of the Sabbath principle of God. And tell us, you know, how you connect your love for Jesus Christ in the world of Chick-fil-A and how that has been related to the sports world and a love that you've had for the years that you've been involved.
Well, I feel really blessed to spend this 30 years at Chick-fil-A. You know, our corporate purpose here is to glorify God, and we try to operate our business on sound biblical business principles. Mm-hmm. And one of those is an issue like just a Sabbath day of rest and how true that is to the success of our business. We've enjoyed, particularly at Chick-fil-A, matching up some things through our annual Chick-fil-A Bowl. It's usually played on New Year's Eve. And we've been able to take some of the proceeds of that bowl to do some neat things here in the inner city of Atlanta.
Buck, I would love to hear about that, because when we start talking about bowl games and advertising and commercializing college football, professional football, and other sports, one of the concepts that I've felt that's hit me is something that I call, look what the cat dragged in. And the reason I do is because I grew up with cats, and they would drag some amazing things in the house. Some of them were pretty nice things, and some of them were pretty ugly things. And I think that's the truth today. I think the sports cat, as we watch it on television, and it drags in good, bad, and ugly. And I see you in your love for sports and Chick-fil-A's decision to honor the Lord Jesus Christ and then connect with the sports world, dragging in some great stuff. Why don't you talk to us a little bit more about what you're doing at bowl games in the inner city and some of those great things that the sports cat has dragged in through your relationship with Jesus Christ?
Well, one of the things I look forward to most each year about the whole bowl week is our Fellowship Christian Athletes breakfast. And we have both the teams and the bowl coming, and generally have about 1,100 or 1,200 people that show up real early on a weekly morning and just have a wonderful testimony and time of giving glory to God. And that's really a blessing in my heart. In addition, from the proceeds of the bowl itself has used some of the proceeds to sponsor inner city academic coaches. And we have about a dozen actual academic coaches that are, whose salaries are paid through the proceeds of the bowl. In addition to that, Chick-fil-A, through our foundation, has matched those academic coaches up with the true truth, and that is about six SCA chaplains that we sponsor in the schools in Atlanta. And, you know, Ron, I really feel like we've been doing this now for about a year and a half, that this is really going to change things in downtown Atlanta.
We're talking to the chief financial officer of Chick-fil-A. His name is Buck McCabe, and you're doing some incredible things, man. That's an amazing story, and I know that you've been involved heavily on the FCA board. And for you, your relationship with Jesus Christ started through an FCA event. Why don't you tell us how you came to Christ?
Wow. You know, I owe my life to FCA. I really do. When I was 16 years old, growing up in Roanoke, Virginia, I had loving parents, but I was a lost young man. I was really just feeling that emptiness that people without Christ feel, and couldn't find any purpose in life, and decided I'd try to get in trouble and give up on life. I was failing out of school, finding anything I could do that wasn't good, just in complete rebellion. And somehow, some way, somebody paid my way to a football camp I thought I was going to. And the only thing I cared about when I was in high school was football. So I got on a bus and headed up to a place that I now know as Holy Ground, Black Mountain, North Carolina. Got up there that week and heard people like Paul Anderson and Bobby Richardson and Frank Boggs and a lot of old-timers giving a testimony of what Christ had done in their lives. And really, out of a sense of just desperation. I sat out there in the midst of those hundreds of kids and just bowed my head and prayed and asked God if he is real to come into my life. And boy, did he. I had an incredible immediate turnaround, if you will. For the first time in my life, I really felt the peace that passes all understanding. And that seed was planted in my heart, and it's still growing there today.
That's great, Buck. One of the things that I find interesting is that you said your whole life was football at the time, and then obviously after trusting Christ as your Savior on top of that mountain, you realized that football was just a catalyst that God used to bring you to him. But it seems to me that even though you're not actually a football coach or a football player, you are very much involved in football today. God brought it back in your life in another sense so that you could now repossess the land God's way for the kingdom.
That's a neat thought, Ron. I had never thought of that before. I like that.
Yeah, and I just love how God does that, because that love that he gave you for football back then was something I believe that he placed in that little heart of yours way back then to flourish and bloom in a right way in his due time. And I think it's an encouragement to all of us out there that whatever it is that God impassions us with, it isn't a waste. As the scripture says, our labor is not in vain in the Lord. And so it's just neat for me to see how God has come full circle with you and Chick-fil-A and football and the FCA and everything else.
Well, how true that is. Thank you. That's great.
Let me say this, Buck. You are a very humble, quiet man, but you're doing loud, explosive things for the kingdom, and the resurrection power of Jesus Christ is just kind of lit off into you. And I would love to just set you as an example here across the nation as they listen to you, for business folks out there to, and even those of you who are not involved in the sports world in any direct fashion, yet you have a heart for it, think about investing your gifts and your talents in that which God has impassioned you with through your relationship with him. And we see a living example of that today. And Buck McCabe, who's recently inducted into the FCA Hall of Champions because of his commitment to seeing God's kingdom flourish within the sports world.
Ron, it's simply incredible what's going on through FCA today. The results of the ministry are beyond belief. I'm a CFO. I like bottom line results. You know, I'm seeing them in FCA today like I've never seen before. I've been involved here in Georgia at least for probably 25 years in FCA. And just 4 years ago, for example, in Atlanta area, we had two FCA staff people 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of us guys got together and raised enough money to bring on a third FCA staff person. Mm. Well, that third staff person in the 4 years that he's been here, through his ministry, we know of at least 3,000 coaches and kids that have come to Christ through that one FCA staff person.
Wow.
Well, the bigger news is in Atlanta, in the past 4 years, we've grown from those two people to 56 today staff people in Atlanta. Hmm. I mean, it's unbelievable, literally. Hmm. And this past year, we had over 5,000 coaches and kids come to Christ for the first time. And, you know, I see this happening all over the country. I mean, national last year, we had over 2 million touches of kids through the FCA ministry. I don't know why the timing is such as it is today, but it is a new day at FCA. Something really special through God's power is going on here.
Hmm. I'll tell you what, when I think of that, Buck, I think that it is a true thing that the scriptures teach. If we subtract ourselves from the equation, rightly divide the word of God rightly, God will do the adding and the multiplying. And,
amen.
And I just love what he's doing through you. And
you know, again, we had an FCA banquet last night here on the north side of Atlanta, and Coach Dan Reeves was the featured speaker, and we were praying before that banquet last night. And, you know, the message of that prayer was, you know, we're not responsible for the results. God is. We're just responsible for being faithful. Mm. And how true I've seen that to be. Just for doing what we can do, the right things, and then God takes it and makes of it what he will.
Well, look what the cat dragged in, folks. His name is Buck McCabe, a man who's a great representative for the Lord Jesus Christ, the chief financial officer for Chick-fil-A. And Buck, thanks for all that you've done for FCA and for the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world and your faithfulness to him.
Well, thank you, but the blessing and joy has really been all mine. Thank you.
Amen. What an honor it is to have Buck McCabe here with us on Sharing the Victory.